Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Hi, I'm Max Jenkins with George Bilvich of the Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and we've got a great interview for you today here on Community Focus. So, can you tell me a little bit about PFLAG, maybe give us a bit of a background?
PFLAG is an organization in support of LGBT, lesbians, bisexuals, gays, and transgender people since the 1970s. And the chapter that we have in Plymouth Canton right now, Plymouth Canton PFLAG, we've been in existence for almost a year. It'll be a year this May, and we have been very pleased with the amount of interest that has been shared with us, and we're glad to be another resource in the community.
How long has your organization been in the Plymouth Canton area?
The very first chapter in the United States was started in the 1980s, I believe, and there's approximately 350 chapters nationwide.
So you're a national organization?
Yeah.
All right. So do you do anything to help out the Plymouth Canton community, or have you done anything to that degree in the past?
Well, we have kind of a threefold, I guess, mission as an organization. It's to support, educate, and advocate. So we certainly want to be an organization that supports LGBT persons and friends and any family members. But we also have a mission to advocate for LGBT persons. So there's harm being done or some injustices that are taking place within the community. Our organization might be one that an LGBT person would look to for support and guidance. And then we're also interested in advocacy. So we do our best to make sure the community knows we're here. We recently had a partnership with the Canton and Plymouth libraries to provide them with some additional resources for the library that people in the community could use. So that's, you know, that's our work.
I see. As this is a high school interview, what does your organization offer to high school age kids? Or do you have any functions or programs aimed at helping parents who find their son or daughter is gay or lesbian?
Well, if a parent discovers or their child comes out to their parent and the parent is unsure about what this means, sometimes parents are not, you know, this is the last thing they're expecting from their child, to say that they're out as a lesbian or that they're gay or that they're questioning their sexuality. So PFLAG can be kind of sometimes the first place that people will call and say, what can I do and can you help me with this news that I've just found out?
I see. At our high school, we have some LGBT clubs. For example, we have a Gay Straight Alliance. We are actually National Day of Silence this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
April 17th, to show solidarity with people who are afraid of discrimination or harassment due to their sexual orientation. We are observing that at our high school. Does this inspire you to see a better future in society's view of the LGBT community?
Well, I certainly think events like a day of silence are critical to make sure that the population of a community or of a country, and on a larger extent, they need to be made aware that these things continue to occur. Oftentimes when people don't hear about things, they think everything is fine. But as we know, there's many, many individuals for any number of reasons are deal with injustices daily. And I think, as you mentioned about the park, I think the fact that there are 6,000 plus students out there, the data alone and the percentages alone indicate that there's probably a pretty large LGBT community within the park structure that, you know, is just there. And, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to have more of a discussion about that whole thing. So we hope we can kind of dovetail with the GSA group at the park and any other group that wishes to be involved in our work.
As of late, there have been many issues facing the LGBT community across the country. We've all seen it in the news. Some of these are gay marriage, equal rights, and the recent Religious Freedom Restoration Act recently passed by Indiana legislation, which is allegedly allowing discrimination of LGBT members. How do you feel this affects the youth of the LGBT community, or just youth in general?
Well, any discrimination against anyone hurts everybody. So I'm certainly hopeful that the RFRA legislation that's being proposed in Lansing will be seen by our governor as divisive and not positive legislation that can encourage economic growth in our state and our communities. Again, back to the data and research that is constantly shown to people that the LGBT community and the persons that make up that community have so much to offer cities and states that any legislation that doesn't welcome them is harmful.
What brought you to the Plymouth Canton community, or how did you guys start here?
Well, I have a gay son who went to the park. He's a Salem grad, and he's now 33. He lives in Chicago with his partner. I've lived in the community for 30-plus years, and I worked in the Plymouth Canton Community Schools for 37 years. And so I had a lot of opportunities to see kids and be around young people. And, you know, with the experience I've had with my son Michael, coupled with the experiences I've had with young people within the community, establish PFLAG chapter here was pretty easy for me to decide to do. And then there were plenty of people in the community that I could ask for support. And one of the biggest supporters of us is St. John's Episcopal Church in Plymouth. That's where we meet monthly, and it's a great home for us, and we're just glad to be here.
Can the parents of teens or teens come to you for help or support, since many teens of the LGBT have issues with bullying, suicidal thoughts, lack of family support, or alternatively, could you find them support groups or other such outlets?
Yeah, our group is there for everyone who is seeking some information and some support. We welcome parents, we welcome LGBT persons, we have guest speakers regularly. Our meeting, we just had a meeting yesterday that we showed an outstanding film about a transgender person who grew up in northern Canada, and it was quite a story about the struggles this person has had to deal with as a transgender young person. So, and then we have a great access to lots of other community resources or resources in the Southeast Michigan area that we could help direct parents and or students, young people, to if they were interested.
Do you have a website that people can go to?
There's a PFLAG National website. Just type in PFLAG National. We are on Facebook, Plymouth Canton PFLAG on Facebook. We don't have our own website.
How large would you say your organization is at this point?
Well, we have probably right now 20 to 25 due paying members, but our meetings fluctuate. Our meeting yesterday, we had about 25 people at the meeting, and sometimes we'll have about, 10 people. It all depends on kind of what's going on and who's out there that is looking for some help and support. And then, of course, we have our members that are, come regularly, and then we get involved creating and organizing community activities that helps make our presence more known in the community.
A couple in Indiana recently said that they would cater to gay couples but not to cater a gay wedding. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I think that couple is just some couple that got caught in the crosshairs of that whole issue in Indiana. And I think what's more troubling to me is some of the negative comments that were posted publicly by different people, basically calling for people to shut that business down and discredit them completely. They may have already lost their business over this. So I don't hold people like that. I don't have enough energy to be upset with people like that. I think they just are simple people that are trying to get by in life. That's my thoughts on it.
That's really cool. If you could give one message to today's parents, what would that be?
I guess my message to parents would just be, same every parent wants. Love your child no matter what and always be there for them. If you can do that, that's some pretty big work right there. So that'd probably be it.
Thank you so very much for providing me your time to conduct this interview. It was
okay,
a pleasure to speak with you. You have a fantastic day, sir. That was my interview with George Belvich of the PFLAG organization, known as Parents, Families, and Friends of Gays and Lesbians, for the LGBT community in Plymouth and Canton. You can hear more community-focused segments every Wednesday at 5:45. I'm Max Jenkins. Good night.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.